Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, He Gave Us the Kingdom Already in Progress.
I don't care how many times they offend you, if necessary, forgive them up to 490 times a day. Now, there's something crazy about that. Something really crazy about that. Because when you think about this, forgive 490 times, you think that's absurd. So, this gentleman here today, brand new, I don't even know him. He's Franz's son. But if I were to walk up and just slap him in the face, say, I don't like that green shirt you're wearing. Now, if he didn't know these principles and he didn't know the principles of the kingdom, he might punch me back. But if he knew the principles of the kingdom, say it was the other way around. He walked in and said, I don't like that coat or tie you're wearing, and he punched me out because I was wearing a tie. If I know the principles of the kingdom, I'm going to get up and say, brother, well, I'm sorry. Shake my hand. I'm sorry that I offended you with my tie. I'll take it off. See, now, and why would I do such a stupid thing? Somebody says, nobody would do that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you learn the principles of the kingdom, you'll do that. Guarantee you'll do that. Because, you know, if me and him get into an unforgiveness and he walks out that door and I don't make it right with him, I'm going to show you the door I have left wide open to the spiritual world. And I'm telling you that that spiritual world can come to my wife. That spiritual world can come to my children. A spiritual world can come to my finances. A spiritual world can come to me. And that thing, you have opened a door. And when you see what Matthew 18, 21 through 35 says, anybody in the church that would get angry with somebody and say that way more than 5 seconds, absolutely is just, they don't know the principles of the kingdom. They have no idea what's going to take place. If you thought for a minute, let's just go back and say, if you thought for a minute you just got angry at your husband for buying a cell phone, and you could tell him, I hate you for this, that in a matter of days, that the baby that you're carrying in your womb would be open to a spirit and that baby would be sick, and then when that baby is born, that baby doesn't work right, and within 2 years, everything, that baby's body shut down, you're in a doctor's office, and the doctors are telling you that this baby is fixing to die. And it all happened because you said you hate your husband. You got into an unforgiveness. You see where I'm coming from? If you thought for a second that this was going to happen to you, you would change the way you do business. Would you, Miss Jackie? Just like that, yeah, guarantee. So let's look at this scripture. Look at this. Then came Peter to the Lord. And let's look at this and see how important this is. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? 7 times? I mean, I'm thinking, Peter's thinking, wow, I'm really on safe ground. You know, 7 times. Nobody would ever expect anybody to forgive anybody 7 times. What if the average Christian knew this? You know how many divorces there would be in the Christian church? None. I mean, there wouldn't be one single divorce, not one. Because any time our mate done something or sins against us, what would we do? We would forgive them. We would do like what God says. We would believe the owner's manual, the rule book. Let's go to the next verse. And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but 70 times 7. I mean, you know, I have always been a man that when I read the book, I try to make sense out of what it's saying. And to me, this didn't make no sense at all. I mean, back in these days, I think, you know, somebody comes in, punches me out, and I got to say, I'm sorry? No. Oh, I remember the one where the Lord said, they slap you on one cheek, turn the other one. You say, okay. And he slaps you on that one. He says, what do I do now? I don't know. He didn't say what to do after he slapped me twice. So I punch him out. I'm okay. But that's not right, is it, Gracie? That's not at all what he said. He said, when you come over here, he says, forgive him how many times? Not 7 times, not 2 times, not on one cheek this way, not on one cheek on this way, But you forgive him those two, and then wherever else he punches you, you forgive him, right? Because here's a scripture that says, no, Peter, don't forgive your brother seven times. In fact, I can just see Peter saying, I know I'm going to get the Lord on this one. Nobody would expect me to forgive my brother if he punches me out for or steals my fish out of my boat for seven times. Nobody. But the Lord didn't say seven, did he, Scott? He said 70 times seven. So when I look at that, I think, and how many people do you know? In fact, you yourself, if you don't know this principle, most of the time people, when they get mad at somebody, they get mad and say, okay, I'm going to, get mad at my wife or something. And I know y'all are going to see people that do this. You've done something to me and I don't like it. Now, woman, don't do it again or I'm going to get even with you. Do you hear me, woman? Do you ever hear people talk like that to their mate? Maybe you've done it. You don't have any idea what you're doing. If you understood the principles of the kingdom, if they slapped you in the face and then punched you in the stomach and whatever, 10 times, 40 times, 500 times, you would forgive them, wouldn't you? If you understood the principles. But if you don't understand them, you think, no, seven times, that's out of the question. I would never forgive nobody more than seven times. That's just out of the question. But I'm thinking, Lord, this is not some fly-by-night cowboy writing this book. This is the owner's manual for life, is it not? You're telling me the principles of the kingdom and how it works and how I should do what you say in this book if I want to live a long, healthy life. So, Lord, this don't make no sense to me that I've got to forgive 490 times. There's got to be something more to this. If the scripture stopped right there and that was the end of the chapter and there was no more, then we would never know why. But he didn't stop. He kept talking. Let's see what he said. Jesus said unto him, not unto thee seven times, but 70 times seven. Next verse. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven. In other words, here is the kingdom that he's talking about. The kingdom that's in you and me. The kingdom of heaven. This is the way it works. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king which would take account of his servants. Okay, let's see what he says he's going to do when he takes care of these. Next verse. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents. I had no idea what 10,000 talents was. So I thought, okay, Lord, as I go through this, I'm going to take this thing apart and I'm going to find out what everything means, why it's so important for me to forgive 490 times. Okay, so I owed the master 10,000 talents. So I went to the books and translations and all kinds of stuff and found out that was about at that time, it was about $4.1 billion. Now, folks, I ain't never seen $1 billion. I ain't never heard of $1 billion. I never been to a bank where they had $1 billion. I have been to a few banks, you know, where they say that they'll limit you to $10,000. You can't take out more than $10,000 cash. And now then I understand why, because they don't have it. that's why they won't let you take it out. Even if you've got it in there, they're using it somewhere. So anyway, that's just the way it is. But when he had begun to reckon, one was brought to him which owed him 10,000 talents. I thought, $4 billion. Wow. Wow, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. Okay, so but like I say, I've never seen that. So there's some other things in the scripture that makes me wonder. Wow, $4 billion. I owed a guy $4 billion. Man, I'm glad I'm not that guy. I'm glad I'm out of debt. I'm glad I don't have this problem. Let's go to the next verse and see what's going on. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold. Okay, now let's look at this. This all of a sudden didn't make no sense to me either. But his Lord commanded him to be sold, and then you notice it says, and his wife to be sold, and his children to be sold, and all that he had. In other words, if he had a boat, a car, an airplane, a house, anything he had, what did it say is going to happen to all of it? You're going to be sold. And all that he had, and payment to be made. And it's not necessarily the deal that I'm going to have enough to pay it back. After, this is what gets me, and I know of a case that this really happened years ago, when a man died, and he had a business in Dallas that was worth a few million dollars, and he had not taken care of business with a trust, had not done things right, but he just had a simple will. And he had three sons, and when he died, he left everything to those three sons. Well, when the IRS came into the picture, they wanted their part of the inheritance tax. And back in those days, the inheritance tax was like 55%. And today, the people that are running for government today, especially the female that's running, she wants 65%. And so there's lots of reasons why I wouldn't vote for her. That's just one of them. But there's a lot of reasons why I wouldn't vote for her. That's something else you're going to have to be confronted with shortly in the next few weeks, maybe even next week if you can. You can go vote absentee. But in a few weeks, you're going to have to go vote. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen between now and then, but I know that we need to walk in love, but we need to vote the Word of God. And we need to make sure that I will have to say that when people will tell you they are for Planned Parenthood, they are for abortion, even partial birth abortion, which is what the Democratic group are they're believing in, and when they tell you we don't want nothing to do with God, when I heard her say, I don't want nothing to do with God, I don't want God in my platform. Now that woman, which is running for president of the United States, I heard her say that on television. Now then, that tells me one thing. If I am a Christian, which I certainly am, and I hope each one of you here today is a believing Jesus fan, that you would never vote for somebody that says, I don't want nothing to do with God. Now, I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. Now, the church has been required to sit back too long and not say what they think. But I'm going to say what I think. You know, so praise God. I understand the principles of the kingdom. And here's the thing that I know, that if we don't forgive, and that's something else we should do more often, and that's pray for those people that are running for office. The Lord commands us to pray for them and speak blessings on them, and we need to do that too. And sometimes I find that very hard to do. But still, I know what the rule book says, and I know I'm supposed to do that, so I'm going to do it.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, He Gave Us the Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.